The Dead Sea is a place of lost cities and fabled civilizations, of natural cataclysms and human conflicts. Its tortured desert landscape shaped the beliefs of Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. For it was in the books of Genesis, the Quran, and the Jewish Torah that the story of the Dead Sea began, with the legendary destruction of the cities of Sin, Sodom, and Gomorrah. And the Lord rained down on Sodom and Gomorrah fire and brimstone out of heaven. He overthrew those cities of the plain, and all the inhabitants, and all that grew upon the ground. And lo, the smoke went up like the smoke of a furnace. But Lot's wife looked back from behind her, and became a pillar of salt. For the world's major faiths, this place symbolizes God's wrath on earth. For millennia, its cursed shores were believed to be deadly. Its gaping cliffs, the gateway to hell. This godforsaken reputation is supported by scientific fact. The Dead Sea is the deepest point on any continent, lying 1,400 feet below the level of the oceans. In summer, temperatures can soar to over 120 degrees Fahrenheit, and rainfall is practically unheard of. And pillars of salt really do line its shore. But what gives the Dead Sea its name is its greatest curse. Its water is so toxic that all fish perish in it. And yet tens of thousands of people flock here every year to float in it, unable to sink due to its incredible buoyancy. Seventy miles from the Mediterranean, the Dead Sea lies at the bottom of an enormous trench on the border between Israel and Jordan. Its shore is only 12 miles from, but over 4,000 feet below, the city of Jerusalem. Fed from the north by the Jordan River, the Dead Sea is actually a 50-mile-long salt lake, divided into a deep northern basin and a shallower, lighter blue southern basin. But there's no outlet, and so, trapped in a desert, the water rapidly evaporates to leave a mineral-saturated soup 10 times saltier than any ocean. Anything submerged in it will be covered in rock salt in a matter of days.